This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Airline fees are the hot topic at a Transportation Department meeting that starts in just over an hour in Washington. Carriers are making billions of dollars in fees, far more than ever before. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on where this could go next.
When it comes to fees, there are two extremes among U.S. carriers, the bold and the old. The bold includes airlines like Spirit, which piles on charges even for carry-on bags. The old are legacy carriers like United, American, and Delta, historically less aggressive. But these days, aviation analyst Michael Boyd says the older are getting bolder.
If they can get away with it, yes. Back in 2008, when Americans started charging for luggage, I thought, they're dead. No one's going to match them. What did I know?
Transportation Department stats show revenue from baggage and change fees alone up nearly 400% since 2007. That's not to mention money made on seat selection and food sales. Richard Gritta is professor of finance and transportation at University of Portland.
They're charging for damn near everything that they can think of.
These fees are part of why airline stocks are doing better lately. Some carriers get close to 40% of revenues from fees. And with all the airline mergers, there are fewer places for flyers to shop around. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.